Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We got the interview that everybody wanted. We spoke to the bloke who sent a burger into space, what landed in Colchester's training ground. And everybody wanted him. We got him.
We did.
Top work.
Another exclusive to us, Martin Kellner.
Martin Kellner, yeah. Tough booking. Martin Kellner joined us with a week of sport on TV, went into a bit of a rant. For
he'll
some
never,
reason,
he'll
we had to try and get back on
the
track.
BBC again.
Yeah, it was quite scorched earth, Martin, I think, as you'll hear.
Yeah.
And
Our bits.
We had a chat about various things, Andy's album. So, here it all is.
I don't know if you saw the photo of David Beckham. He was in China.
Yeah.
And he's got a little heart tattoo on his earlobe.
It's a tiny tattoo, is it?
It's tiny, yeah.
Is it the world's smallest single tattoo? I mean, you might have a kind of a teardrop or something around a tattoo, but as an individual tattoo, it's no bigger than... what? I mean, it's tiny.
I think it's like that, but there's a Taj Mahal on a pin.
You think, yeah.
You think it's one of those,
he must have called in an expert. It's a kind of... it's a tiny heart, isn't
but
it?
He's
not Tony Hart. He hasn't got a tattoo of Tony Hart on his ear.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense, would it? No.
But he's found a little bit of flesh that's untattooed, but how long is it before he goes the full face? The full Mike Tyson.
I don't think he's going to go for the old Maori tattoos on the face. I don't think so.
And Romeo Beckham is going out with, you may have seen this, with the child star. She's a Stranger Things actress.
Give
her the tabloid. Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
I like to call her Millie Bobby Charlton.
Do you really?
I think that's much better, don't you?
Nice. Okay, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'll go with.
You carry on doing that.
I will.
Upset a little girl. Why don't you?
Well, why not? I went to rock choir
now,
last night.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Now, if you were with us yesterday, you'll know that Andy last night had volunteered. He wasn't press ganged into it. He had volunteered for a rock choir. He was going to go along. We tried him out with Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. Not great.
It wasn't great.
So, how did rock choir go? Talk us through it, Andy.
Well, it was good. I mean,
it was week nine.
Week
so Andy,
10, actually.
Oh, okay.
Week 10.
Andy came in, Andy and his wife Sue came in at week 10, which is a big ask.
Mm. I'd say there were 40 women. It was very popular. 40, local school, 40
yeah.
women.
Mm.
And I'd say, well, the two men apart from me.
Oh,
so
okay.
Three men.
Yeah.
And, of course, we were the bass section.
Okay.
And there was a lot of big soprano and alto section, of course. Mm. And it was quite fun. I mean, we sang Walking on Broken Glass.
Okay.
And the thing is, you can hide behind. The fact that I can't sing, you can't hear that I can't sing
yeah.
when you're in a choir.
Mm.
And the woman who ran it was very good. So next turn we're doing...
Did she ask you to sing a little bit of solo so you could get an idea of what your voice was like?
No.
Did you have to go, la? You have to give it one of those?
No, we did a bit of warm-up exercises
okay.
like that, yeah.
yeah.
Next turn we're doing Mandy and Don't Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder. So I don't
Mandy
know.
By Barry Manilow.
So okay. we'll see. We'll see if I
will
think,
you go back?
I think I might.
Yeah?
I don't know. I'll
well,
see. There,
what did
there's
you
a
enjoy?
Concert eventually.
What was the best thing about it?
Well, it's quite relaxing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not thinking about anything else. You know, I'm not having to make notes about football. You know,
That's good. Well, more power to you, Andy. It's a good thing. So you keep it up.
I got home, though, and I watched Portrait Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
And I love that show. It's a very brilliant show, actually, on Sky Arts. But it's presented by Joan Bakewell.
Yeah.
Who, despite being born in Stockport, is the poshest person in the universe.
She's shaking off the accent.
Oh, yeah, she's
just
shaking off
touch,
it.
Yeah.
I think she should be a QPR fan, a Queen's Park Rangers fan, because she goes, artists, you've got four R's. Come on, you R's.
Come on, you R's.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
She's very, very posh.
Mm.
What else have we got here? Britain's oldest man doesn't want a card from the Queen. He's 111. But he does want a porridge and a glass of whiskey, obviously.
Okay. Why doesn't he want a card from the Queen?
I don't know. I suppose he's had one before. He thinks I don't need it.
To save on cost, save the stamp. He says he wants it to save the stamp.
Is that what he says?
This is what the producer tells me.
He doesn't. Yeah. Is that right? He doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, the stamp. He doesn't have to pay for a... She doesn't have to pay for a stamp.
No, she's got her face on it, yeah.
She went to Her Majesty. I should give her a full title, really, the Queen. Visited Paul Nichols' yard yesterday.
We're going to say she visited Paul Nicholas.
Well, actually, good.
That'd been great, wouldn't it? I loved you in Just Good Friends. Everybody was dancing with the captain. It'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? Yeah.
No, Paul Nichols, the race... horse trainer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not the plumber.
Yeah, not the plumber.
And she said, oh, I watch Cheltenham on TV and all that and follow all the horses. But she never goes to Cheltenham. I can't work out how somebody who loves flat racing,
yeah,
which is, let's face it, inferior to jump racing, and goes to Ascot, why she doesn't go to Cheltenham. It's brilliant. It's much better than Ascot.
She's worried that she'll happen upon Alan in the Guinness village and he'll do what he does to me occasionally. I'm walking to work. He'll say, come and have a drink. So I think it just... So she doesn't want that, does she, first thing in the morning?
No, she doesn't. Yeah. Did you see that woman who... this is such a tabloid staple, isn't it? That you spot the face of Jesus Christ in a piece of toast or whatever. This was happens to be in a tortilla wrap.
Yeah.
And it sort of looked like him, it did. But I love her justification. This is brilliant. She said, I've shown all my friends. They reckon it's definitely him. Yeah. Oh, okay, then it must be.
Well, that's the kind of judgment I don't know if they did that with a Turin shroud or anything else. Well, I asked a few of my mates, and they definitely think it was his.
Definitely.
So you've got to have faith, though, as I believe. You could do that one.
Oh, we could.
Put that to your teacher.
Okay, I will.
I guess it would be nice. That would be good, wouldn't it? If I could touch you, sing that with 40 women and three blokes.
A 64-metre...
They might give you a solo.
Oh, they might.
You might have leather kecks on, a pair of sunglasses, and then they'll send you out front to the Albert Hall. Do you see that? Harry Redknapp is playing the Albert Hall.
Doing what?
An evening with H.
An evening with H. He's become huge.
That's a big room, isn't it? I mean, it's a massive room. Yeah. I imagine it'd be very entertaining. He's got some great
stories.
But it's a kind of odd setup, isn't it? So
is Kevin Bond going to drive in there?
I mean, you think of all the great sporting events and all the great things that will drive him onto the stage.
Yeah, exactly.
They just go round a few times like a wall of death. Yeah. But all the great things that have happened there, the fantastic people that have performed there.
Yeah.
And in the end, it will be H sitting there saying, so I turned to Crouchy and I said... yeah.
I know what you mean.
But it's brilliant. It's great that he can fill a room like that. He's
amazing, isn't it?
Height of his powers after I'm a Celeb. So more power to him. He's enjoying it, so why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I might go along, actually.
Good, you should.
I might go along. I do like... I've heard a few of them off the record. I've slightly over-embellished. I think they may be better. But I'm sure he'll give you a good show.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll play the organ. They've got that fantastic organ there, haven't they?
Can he play the organ?
Oh, yeah. Harry Redknapp is a great organist.
Bill's not interested in this. The biggest yawn I've ever seen. It was absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah. When Harry jumps on the organ, Bill, at the Royal Albert Hall, you won't be yawning, will you? When he gets on there and what would he play?
And the producer's disappeared under the desk. I don't know what's happened there.
Yeah, something's going on, isn't it? It's all getting a bit odd.
Anyway, I'll come back to the 64-metre fatberg later.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fair enough, you are.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
I love that bit in Victoria's News Bulletin there, with Neil Warnock warning Simon Jordan to be Prime Minister.
Yeah.
I can see that, with Bob Mills and Jim White in his cabinet.
Yeah, that's why not.
That'd be good.
Perry, just Perry start Gross. The singing. That's it. Oh, dear. He'd be doing all that, wouldn't he? Mr. Simon Jordan. Simon gets up and, yeah, well, he does talk a lot of sense.
Yeah. But it would make
the house very fragrant, because that's thing you notice that Simon, he always smells nice.
Smells very nice.
Always smells lovely.
Very nice. Now, we mentioned Britain's oldest man, he's 111.
150 quid a bottle. You'd expect him to smell nice, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite pricey. Yeah. 111 quid. No, 111
quid. Has it gone down? Can you get it cheaper? Not a bloke in a pub. Don't buy it. Get it from
Britain's oldest man is 111 quid.
Okay, really?
111 years old.
You've talked about him. Yeah, you're quite taken with him.
Well, I am. But Mark from Blackheath made a very good point. He said, does Britain's oldest man have to do the full David Shepherd one for the teenagers for the whole upcoming year?
What's that?
Because David Shepherd was an umpire.
Yeah, he was an umpire. You're going to have to explain this now.
Well, I will. Yeah, but I got it. I thought it was quite clever.
Yeah, it's good. It is very clever, yeah.
But it's true. He used to stand on one leg when the score got to 111 because he thought it was unlucky.
It was a superstition. And it got to 222, he'd just fall over, just land on his backside, wouldn't he? But he hadn't really thought it through.
That's very true.
Mark Fillmore's been in touch. You heard the chat there with David Davis, and he's had quite a nice idea, Andy. He thinks that one way of getting around the fact that the Egyptian FA have got... EFA is that we could call ourselves the best FA.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's it. I think he's being tongue-in-cheek. Or, the real FA. Yeah. Hashtag real FA.
Why
Hashtag
not?
Original and best FA. So that would probably be a bit counterproductive, I would think, wouldn't it?
Yeah, good to hear Maurizio Sarri say that he's going to give Callum Hudson-Odoi at least two or three games in the next eight that we've got left. Of course, you know what they'll be. They'll be the ones after we can't qualify for the Champions League.
Wow.
Probably.
It was always likely to happen. He said, he also said, we'll hopefully hear from him a little bit later on because the Moose was at the press conference and he's been tweeting from the press conference. He said he'd not seen much, he's only seen a couple of minutes of the England game. You'd think he'd want to watch two of his boys in action playing brilliantly for their country.
Well, you think you would,
wouldn't you? Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say he's a busy man, but you would think he'd like to see that.
Yep. I'm very interested to see what he does with Ross Barkley because he had a brilliant two games, really, especially the second game. And he has been sort of picking him occasionally, but still favouring Kovacic. And you think, don't bother. I mean, first of all, I don't think he's much of a player, Kovacic. And second of all, he's not going to be there next year, so what's the point? But there you go.
Sorry, did say he doesn't know if it's now time to start Hudson-Odoi in the Premier League, despite the fact that he played for England. He says he's still very young.
Oh, God. Honestly, Gareth Southgate said if it doesn't matter how, it's easier to assimilate attacking young attacking players than it is midfielders or defenders. And he said he was definitely ready. Everyone who's seen him said he's ready. All the players who play with him say he's ready. He is ready. So we all saw that with our own eyes. And also, for your own sake, mate, why don't you just pick him? Because if you pick him, people won't say anything. And if it's going wrong, if he's struggling, which he won't be, but if he was, then you've got Pedro or William to bring on. I don't see what's in it for him not to pick him. It makes no sense whatsoever. But anyway, that's
it. Does seem strange.
What else have we got here? I fell for one of those sort of Instagram ads again. I ordered it.
We should give some background. Andy, on Instagram, have many adverts. Can you get an advert-free feed?
I don't think you can. No.
Well, Andy buys a lot of stuff on Instagram, the crackpot things. You were trying to get me to buy a... It was a dog paw cleaner, wasn't it?
Yeah, that looked
good.
Now,
we did get one. We got another version of it.
Oh, did you?
But the dog wasn't sure. I got like a hose out.
It wasn't as bad as the other one I tried to persuade you to buy. Don't let your dog get injured while climbing up on a couch.
Yeah.
It's like a sort of stepladder for dogs.
Our dog's too big. The couch isn't 30 foot off the ground, so it's not a problem for it. But, so you buy a lot of stuff on Instagram, and you'd bought you'd bought a punch ball that attached to your forehead, didn't you? It was a punch ball on a cord, and you on a headband. A headband, and you'd wrap it around your head, and then you'd punch the ball in front. It was absolutely useless.
I can't remember all the bad things I've bought. Anyway, I've ordered. It's arrived. I'm waiting to see. It's a microwave egg poacher. Completely pointless.
Okay,
but who knows?
How much did that set you back?
Oh, it was about $8.99. wasn't too bad, really. Do you see that Conte has been speaking to a tribunal, Antonio Conte? He's trying to get his $9 million. And I wasn't his biggest fan last season because of the way it turned out. But I think he's absolutely right. You know, he said, "I did a decent job. I won the league. I won the FA Cup. The club didn't really back me," which is absolutely 100% true. So, you know, I think he's entitled to his money. So I don't see the idea. This thing that they're trying to hang on to the fact that he sent Costa a text, but everybody knew Costa wanted to go. He wanted to go in January. He was going to go to China. So I don't really think that's a problem, but there you go.
What else? I was going to say something about Manchester United. You see interesting bit by Jason Burt today in the Telegraph talking about their technical director. They're going to try and find a technical director, director of football. Everybody's been saying, even Van Gaal said, they need a buffer between the guys upstairs, a football man on the ball, which is what Jose was saying, and they're going to address that, apparently. But they want someone like Ole, who's got the old club DNA, someone who knows how the club works. And that's not a massively long list, isn't it? Because, you know, you look at what you need for that. You need to have good contacts, good eye for a player. You probably need to be an ex-Manchester United
good scouting
player
network.
Or a coach. They're saying Peter Schmeichel is somebody who said he would love the position, but he's had no experience. experience in that area. So you're probably looking for that. You don't necessarily want one of those guys like a Frank Arneson or someone that has done that job a lot, because, you know, he's just a hired gun. If you want someone who's got a bit of United...
When somebody's got the club at heart. I mean, Chelsea are talking about Peter Cech can do this job, which would be fantastic. I mean, you know,
so I think it's...
Every club needs one, you know, I think. I was going to tell you about this Fatberg.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 64-metre-long Fatberg of grease and oil, or the moose, as we like to call it.
Oh, no need for
harsh,
that.
Isn't it, really?
No need for that.
Yeah,
it's been
goodness
removed.
Goodness
sake. Yeah.
And the idea of the moose floating down the Thames, quite marvellous.
Yeah. Okay, you like the idea? Well, we could make that happen. We know people.
We could do, really.
Yeah.
Two photos I hate at the moment, currently hate, apart from the obligatory daily Rita Ora photo, is Michael Gove on his doorstep in running kit, holding the papers. How many times have you seen that photo?
I don't know.
Oh, a lot. And Theresa May in that horrible coat. It's not political, I just don't like the coat.
Running with the papers, is that like running with the balls?
No, just holding.
Well, does he run to the paper shop, then run back?
I have no idea.
He did that thing again, the kind of self-styled character Boris does, where, you know, Boris wears a Kraghoppers fleece and rugby socks and Bermuda shorts.
Oh, no, he's got the same.
So when he could actually wear normal running gear, but no one would. So, and he's kind of wearing, Gove's wearing a sort of polo shirt, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he's wearing a collared polo shirt and a pair of, they look like beach shorts.
Red shorts, yeah.
Yeah, and you think, come on, mate, you're trying too hard. You know, you've slung this look together. It's taken longer to come up with that than it has to actually wear proper running gear.
Well, who knows?
Yeah. It's an interesting running style as well, isn't it? He's got
haven't seen his running style. Yeah, Ralph Hasenhüttl.
Very much in the Mr. Bean envelope.
Ralph Hasenhüttl.
Yeah.
Who isn't in the Mr. Bean envelope.
No, not at all.
Not at all, actually. He says that he turns off the Wi-Fi, so worried about...
We talked about this yesterday. Well, you're not listening.
No, no, but I'm saying it was in the paper this morning. I only react to things that the last thing I saw.
And not the things I say, or indeed you say as well, because you were sitting there. You don't react to those things.
I did not say Ralph Hasenhüttl turns off the Wi-Fi.
You didn't say it directly, but we talked about it, because that was the whole point of having a chat with a specialist in the field. So, but yeah, don't worry about it.
But surely the players can play on 4G. They don't need Wi-Fi.
Well, this is what Simon Jordan's spad, Neil Warnock, said earlier on. He said the same thing. He said, I can't get Wi-Fi. He's done the lot today, Neil. He's a man in his 70s, isn't he, these days? And there he is. He's looking at the new...
I love 4G me.
I can't wait for 5G me. It might bring 5G to Cardiff. That could revolutionise things for me. That'd be great, wouldn't it? So, he was talking about that today. So you agree with Neil Warnock, which is not a bad thing.
I think that's very good. Yeah. Britain has a shortage of baristas. Did you know that?
Really?
We need 40,000 baristas to make up the shortfall, apparently.
Wow.
We're drinking so much coffee, or guzzling, as the tabloids would say.
That is a first world problem, isn't it? Can I possibly get good coffee? Okay, still to come this afternoon.
Okay.
We will be chatting to the guy that...
not the strongest section, I will admit.
No, I've got to be honest. We won't be winning any awards that. Let's be honest, will any of them?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
In the meantime, Andy, we're just await our guest. Yes, yeah, that's right.
You're taxing me now.
I am taxing you now. You are very much getting down to page three, but maybe there's the odd gold nugget in there.
Yes, probably so, not. Ticket sales for the Spice Girls are definitely flagging, I feel, judging by Mel B's desperate attempts at publicity.
Mm.
Today she sort of basically, I'm not even going to say what she said, basically insulted Victoria Beckham.
Oh, okay, wow.
Made it a story. But
does that entice people to buy tickets to come
watch
them?
Well, if it's in the paper, people sort of remember it's on. You know, so I think that's the idea. And Britain's, this is a good story in a certain sense, Britain's smallest prisoner has been released after becoming an internet sensation.
Has he?
Which is good. I mean, you know, he's sort of, I think he's got
put his life back together.
Yeah, which is what, you know, hopefully prison will be, rehabilitation.
Well, that's
easy for me to say.
We could go down the Mike Graham route. We could do 3 hours on this. Some people don't feel it is for that.
But okay, fine.
0-8-717-22-3-3-4.
Well, that's another matter.
In the absence of a guest.
But this is what fascinated me. I mean, it shows you what you have to do to be...
Leave it there, Andy.
Oh, well, no.
We can carry on.
Okay,
a bit
thanks.
Of miscommunication between me and the producer. Because we can now talk...
I could have just been waffling around.
You could have done that.
No change there.
We'll go outside and do it.
I will, yeah.
We can now talk about the burger.
Going, what was that story? But I'll get to it one day.
The burger that landed in the training ground at Colchester. And the man behind it, we have subsequently discovered, was Tom Stanilan. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hello, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's all right. I mean, it's not often a burger from space and a GoPro camera. They obviously saw the camera and they must have thought that they were playing Leeds at some point, that Bielsa was spying on them from space. But, so the groundsman was surprised to find a box with a GoPro in it and a burger in it as well. And they were wondering what was going on and then realised it was your handiwork.
Yeah, they can't get away from me. I had a tracker in there... they picked it up, it sent the tracker signal to me. I seen it were there. I found the coordinates, went on Google, and it took me to their training ground. I found a phone number, rang them up, and they said, yeah, we've got your package. I said, has it got a burger on there by any chance? And they started laughing, and it's still intact.
Yeah, I mean, why is the question, Tom? Why did you do it?
I don't think I could give a proper answer for that. I just... I enjoy doing stupid, crazy stuff that no one would usually do. Like you said, I do it on my YouTube channel.
Hmm.
And, this was just another one of the things I've tried.
And right. So give us a few others. What some of the other things you've attempted?
I slept on a lake in a Zorbo before. I've made the world's biggest slice of pizza and I ate it all. Oh, it's countless.
Yeah. So a burger in space, what was the... You just thought that seemed like a good idea? There was no real inspiration for it.
Well, I've seen people put stuff into space before, and I thought, oh, no one's done a burger, you know? So I'll send that up when it comes down. I'll have a nibble on it, see how it tastes, you know?
How did you know it was going to come down? I suppose inevitably it would do, wouldn't it? But, I mean... Yeah, no.
You know, at some point, whatever got it up there will burst and it will come flying back down again. But were you expecting this sort of burst? It was kind of intact, wasn't it, relatively speaking? Oh, you'd sellotaped it to the bottom of the thing, hadn't you?
I had inside the burger. I had a little bit of super glue in the middle,
right,
brought the burger together, and then I had the burger tie wrapped to the styrofoam box.
Yeah.
Yeah, the GoPro pointing on the burger, and then you can see... Unfortunately, the footage cut out before the balloon popped, and you don't see it fall back down.
Oh, that's always great, isn't it? When we saw that...
Be like Felix Baumgartner.
When we saw Felix, the descent is one
did
of
he
the,
inspire you, Felix? Is that what sort
the
of...
The man in the red ball.
You know, the bloke that jumped out of the space rocket.
Yeah, maybe, you know...
Jumped out of a space rocket.
What did he do? What else did he do?
Well, he went up and he was released on a parachute. Well, not a parachute.
Did he have a burger in his hand?
He may have done. We may never know. He could have had a snack on the way down. You think of the G-forces that burger has been through. I mean, I wonder, you may find the company behind it have thought, You know, it's actually improved the flavour. You may be able to go and buy a G-Force burger in there. It costs you a lot of money, though. This one's been set. You do get burger snobs, like coffee snobs.
Well, that's true.
You'll get someone in California. Someone in Seattle will open the G-Force Burger Company, and every burger's been sent into space, and it'll cost about 1,500 quid, and they'll still find mugs to buy them.
What about the GoPro? Weren't you worried? Because that's quite expensive. Weren't you a bit of kit? Were you not worried about losing that?
Well, yeah, the whole thing altogether, I had about £700 shooting up into the sky.
Good Lord.
I was very worried.
Are you a football fan? I mean, was it good that it dropped into a football team's training ground? Because it could have gone anywhere, couldn't it?
It could have gone anywhere. We lost track of it for so many hours, we thought it landed in sea and that. But unfortunately, I'm not a football fan. But my new favourite team now is Colchester United.
Oh, you're going to...
Of course.
Wouldn't it be great that this is the reason you now follow them? you're home and away for
you'd
the rest
guest
of your life.
Guest of honour in the director's box.
Yeah, that would be great. Nice. What was the... When you rocked up and said, actually, it was me, I did it from a YouTube channel, what did they make of it all?
I don't know. We're a bit taken back, I guess. It's not really a thing you expect, is it? It kind of takes off guard when you hear it, but... Yeah, everyone's surprised. I'm surprised it landed there, to be honest.
They've got a lot of social media traffic, though. Ooh, they are doing rather well now off the back of it.
Well, they would do.
It's gone
viral, as they say.
Crazy.
It looks to me like it was a Whopper rather than the bacon double cheeseburger, which I tend to favour.
Okay.
Was it?
Can you confirm what kind of burger it was? Was it just a plain old basic burger?
It's a Big Mac. Everyone knows a Big Mac. So
Burger King are claiming this, I think.
Are they really? Are you claiming on their behalf?
Well, I'm claiming on their behalf. I read it was Burger King. So it was a Big Mac, was it?
Well, okay. Other burgers clearly are available, including the one that was sellotaped to a GoPro camera. Well, look, well done, Tom. What's the traffic been like on your YouTube channel? Has it been good for you? You kind of claw that 700 quid back?
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Get me paycheck in next month, so I'll have to let you know on that one.
Okay. All right, good. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much. There we are. Colchester United have a new fan.
Are we going to get him back to find out how much money he made out of it next month?
Probably not. I think our interest in this story has ended.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Really?
It's 2 minutes after it started.
It's a fun story, and we would never have talked about it had it landed in the sea or on someone's head. Well, that's the thing as well, as we learned from Dutch Holland in that clip.
That's true.
I mean, the damage it could have done if it had just hit someone on the head.
It must have come down at some velocity. And it's had a
parachute. I'm no scientist. I mean, we'll have to ask Mike Parry. He'll know what kind of speed it came down. We'll have to ask a proper scientist, not an idiot like me.
Send them in a text this evening.
Okay, we will. I'll ask them. And I'll get Mike Graham to put the question to him when they join you at 10 o'clock this evening.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
For Martin Kellner's Week of Sport on TV, slightly late than advertised. All the mayhem, of course, and the breaking news.
He's watched all this TV.
I'm
going to give him 8 minutes.
I've got no control over it. I'm the tool of a large organisation.
Well, let's cut into Todd's
story. Tell me you are the tool of a large organisation.
Okay, then. All right, then.
I'll tell you what's got me down.
Yeah.
I've just picked up a pass so I can get into this building without people having to go down 17 floors and pick me up.
Yeah.
It says Martin Kellner, casual. I mean, I don't take it as seriously as I might.
Some kind of old school football hooligan.
Yeah, I think that's just
mine says the same thing, Martin. Don't feel I'm casual.
Okay. Me too.
After all these years. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, I've been away, actually, but I bring you interesting news, and that is the first match on Sky, the first Super League match on Sky, that had a golden point last night.
I know,
It was a heck of a match. I know you've talked about that.
Sensational, wasn't it? Yeah.
First time on Sky. First time. You know, it's the old question that philosophers have pondered for years and years. If an event happens and it's not on Sky, has it really happened?
Well, there you go.
You really don't know, do you?
Yes.
But last night did, and it was a player that you would never... He's the first drop goal he's ever scored.
So you said the coach.
A player even the Leeds coach didn't feel...
Oh, it was fantastic.
It's a great
reaction.
Moment. He actually says, not expletive Dwyer, just as he goes for the drop goal, doesn't he?
It was a fantastic moment. I mean, I always love watching Super League on Sky. Mm. Also because the players and the coaches are just so, well, they're so giving and generous to the other. You never see a coach interviewed. He may moan about the odd decision, who claims that they've been done out of it. They always give credit to the other team. And they were brilliant last night.
I also love the fact that if they pour over the game afterwards, they decide who's going to come out and do that before the match. So if you've been absolutely tonked, they still come out.
They'll still come out
and they'll stand there for 10 minutes and they'll deconstruct everything that went wrong in their sort of 45-4 thrashing. And that's brilliant.
I know Steve-O's retired. I know Eddie was retired. They both gone now.
Eddie was last night. And Bill Arthur, I think he's going to take over. He does some of the interviews as well. And he's good.
The coverage is great. I really enjoy the coverage of rugby.
Coverage is very good. And I think that's largely probably because rugby league does need the profile. So basically, if Sky wants something, Rugby League will, you know, within reason, they'll give it to them. I think figures are... I read somewhere that figures are up this season, which sort of surprised me a little because I thought Rugby League was losing a wee bit of traction. Leeds, of course, are bottom of the league.
Which
is against the natural order of things. But did win that one last night against Castleford.
Yeah. So if you've not tried it, watch it. It's a great game.
Yeah, it is. And especially, you know, Leeds-Castleford is always going to be a good game. I also watched the Premier League show. Now, I don't know whether you two are aware of this, but Peter Crouch does a podcast. Are you aware of that? I thought you might be, because they tell you about it every five flipping minutes. They plugged it at the start of the show, and then they plugged it in the middle of the show. And I have to say, it irritated me, because I have a podcast.
Yeah, you do.
you have a podcast, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So, you're paying the licence fee, and I'm paying the licence fee for the BBC to plug a rival podcast to the ones that we have.
Oh, well, we get that all the time with everything.
Well,
I know you do, but... No, no, I mean, you get that with it, every time they plug radio on TV.
I'm not massively expecting the BBC to plug the Clips of the Week podcast, though. I think they should.
That's an interesting argument, because the argument with, you know, local radio having websites and local newspapers struggling, there was an argument, you know, when we weren't arguing about Brexit all the time, that... If the BBC should have some, or the licence fee should some way go towards local newspapers as well to keep them healthy. If the BBC's job is not to drive other media organisations out of business, to be honest.
Well, so, strong words there, Martin.
It's not original. People have said it before. I think one of the former bosses here had quite strong views on that. But it does annoy me when all that's. And the BBC Sounds app.
Yeah.
Do we all know now that Romesh Ranganathan is going to kick all his kids out when they're 18?
Yes, I think
we do. He loves them, but he is going to kick them out. I think we know all that.
Yeah.
So if I was the BBC, given that the licence fee is always in a sort of bit of a parlous state, I would maybe pull back a bit from over-plugging.
It could be the new DG.
The press sounds of the Peter Crouch's thing, there's usually a story within it every week for them, you know.
I've heard it. I'm not a fan, to be honest. It's okay, but it's no. But I prefer the Gary Lineker, Danny Baker one. Which, you know, because Lineker's got a lot of stories and knows a lot of people, etc. Yeah. So I prefer that one myself. But that's just
horses
my choice.
For courses, yeah.
It's horses for courses, and I don't need the BBC to tell me all the time what they're doing.
Okay.
Apart from that, I quite enjoyed the show.
but that did
annoy me.
Yeah.
I quite like the, you know, they speak to a player and get his. Get his playlist, you know, the music that he listens to. I can't remember who it was last night. But then, of course, having...
Did that 20 years ago in a feature called Glovebox Jury in Kit Simons was the first one, in a magazine I used to edit. So there's nothing new under the sun, is there?
There is nothing new. But then, you know, they tie that in as well to a plug for the Sounds app. You can find it all on the Sounds app.
Oh, good. Playlist. Beautiful. It all joins together. Okay.
But they
on your high horse today, haven't you?
I did a little bit. Well, you know, it just annoyed me slightly.
Okay.
You know, as somebody who's, you know, as a small independent trader like myself, a bit of a Dell boy in many ways.
You used to take the BBC shilling.
Even when I took the BBC shilling, that's probably why I'm not anymore. It did used to, especially the thing about local news. It did rankle, and I mentioned it sometimes on air.
Which is obviously why
I'm not there anymore. Of course, I'm much happier here.
Of course you are.
On the
17th floor.
So you enjoyed the Premier League show?
I enjoyed the show, yes. Yeah. I enjoyed the Rugby League last night.
Yeah.
I also watched an excellent documentary, which one of you might have seen,
yeah.
One Day in May, about the Bradford City fire.
I haven't seen it, no.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I think I have seen it. It's pretty moving, isn't it?
It's very, very moving.
Where will we find it, Martin? Is it on the
iPad? It was BT Sport.
It's a BT Sport,
I watched it just before. I've been away for a week, but I watched it just before I went away.
Okay.
I've been to Barcelona. So, nice.
Yeah, you've got your Pep sees you with your little yellow ribbon. Yeah. He'll be chuffed.
I've got my Catalonian.
He might give you one of his flash jumpers.
You never know.
Show solidarity.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's a brilliant documentary if you can find it, because Gabby Logan does it, and she was actually there
on the day
because Terry Orth was assistant manager at Bradford City. And it was the end of the 84-85 season, but they start with the radio commentary, which I've always thought was brilliant. Tony De La Hunte, who's been in radio for 100 years like me, but I worked with him. I was at Pennine in Bradford at the time that happened, and the smoke it caught fire, as we know, and it spread very, very quickly to his commentary point. And this was the most moving, the most interesting use of "we'll take a break."
Wow.
You could tell he was saying people, and then he said, "We're going to have to disconnect soon. We'll take a break."
That's quite
and I thought
chilling,
that was great broadcasting remember that there was an ad break.
Yeah,
well, scheduled.
I will go and find that.
It's well worth finding. It's really, really good. And she is exceptional on it, you know, because she was there and she wanders around and talks to a lot of people who were involved, people who lost relatives and such like.
Wow.
So, One Day in May at school. Really,
okay,
really good.
We'll look out for that. We're out of time, Martin.
I know.
You can have that long walk back.
I walked all
because
this way.
You are on talk radio overnight, aren't you?
I certainly am. They won't be plugging that on the BBC.
Yeah.
But I am there overnight on talk radio.
Well, without wanting to upset you, we thought we might plug your podcast with your daughter.
Very, very good. We didn't do one this week because she's on a French exchange scheme.
Okay. Couldn't you have done it with a French exchange? That would have given us a different sort of flavour, wouldn't it?
Would have given it a different flavour, but she was phoning us moaning about it there. So probably not good.
Okay, he's just tearing his hair out. He hasn't got a lot.
Really, the poor soul.
Yeah.
A very high forehead, apparently. Runs in the family. So he claims.
It's a genetic thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
No worries.
Thank you, Martin. We'll see you next week.
It's my
Martin Keltner's Week of Sport on TV.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on Talk Sport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We are back on Monday. We've got a finer rare guest for you next week, as always. And don't forget the H&J Daily. Now, this, isn't it? The Clips of the Week podcast, should I say, is available to download at 5 o'clock this afternoon
it's
as well.
Friday.
They weren't a bad bunch of clips. So enjoy those if you do, and I hope you enjoyed this, and we'll catch up with you on Monday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.